Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Turned upside down?
Yeah, I think I need to pull that down more when I'm talking. So
probably.
Yeah, we will give it. Did it sound okay?
I heard you, but I thought that the
music was louder.
Music was louder. Yeah,
yeah. I got to get to do something about that. I'm getting used to it. Okay, so Bob, you've got something on Amazon.
Yeah, there's a new thing that came out this week: Amazon Sidewalk. So as you're taking or stroll down the sidewalk, you know, they've got this new network. It's kind of interesting. I'll just read you at least this portion straight from their website, and that is: Amazon Sidewalk is a shared network coming later this year. Well, it's out now. That helps devices like Amazon Echo, Ring security cams, outdoor lights, and motion sensors work better at home and beyond the front door. When enabled, Sidewalk can unlock unique benefits for your device, support other Sidewalk devices in your community, and even open the door to new innovations like locating items connected to Sidewalk. Well, there's been kind of a stir that people are going, well, you know, it's downloaded now. And the deal is, if you don't want to use this, it is opt out. It's already on, so it's not opt into it. It's opt out of this.
Yeah.
So if you've got these devices, let me just go through and read a bit more. What is Amazon Sidewalk? It's a shared network, and that is that the devices that they offer are offered as bridges, and they the Echo devices, any of the new devices that came out basically since 2019, a lot of these devices have Sidewalk Bridge built into this. And what it's the neat thing is this: it extends the range of your devices in your house. Usually you've got a Wi-Fi router, you know, somewhere in your house. But if it can't reach all the way over to one side of the house, well, guess what ends up happening? Now, with this bridging system that they've got, one Echo will talk to another Echo, which will talk to another Echo. So you've got this relay system to where all of the devices can extend the range of their device and make things further out. It's not bad. It's really an interesting idea. So some of the things that this thing can do: one device can connect to another to gain access. It loses because of its remote location. And there's other things. Let's see. It's, they're putting bandwidth out there. So you might be connected to this, and you might be connected to your neighbor's internet and not know it. That's what's strange and odd, because it allocates a portion of your bandwidth up to 80 kilobits per second, and they do put a data cap on this thing to where your cap at 500 meg, so a half a gig a month, but that can be quite a bit. That's nothing to sneeze at, 500 megabytes. Can you turn it on? Well, it's on by default, but you can turn it off. You can turn it off through the Alexa and Ring apps. If the Alexa and Ring apps are linked, then one should control the other, so that's good. If you turn it off, the devices will work as normal. So, in other words, they may not do the relaying of data, but all of them would, if you turn the sidewalk off, they would still connect up independently as the way they did before this was released. So you're not going to lose anything if you do turn it off. But you might extend the range if you do turn it on. You might be able to cover a location that you weren't able to get before. The connectivity, it does not extend your Wi-Fi. It allows sidewalk devices to relay the information. So it's not really extended Wi-Fi network. It's an extended network of these devices that communicate with each other. And it's more of a, I want to say proprietary, but they do allow developers to use this and other companies to have the chipset, and you know, other people can hook into this. So again, it's an interesting network that they've got going there, and concept. Let's see, you need sidewalk bridge enabled devices. Many Echo and Ring devices. Go to the Amazon site and look at their FAQ if you want FAQ if you want to find out more about what devices support this. The cost is free, although, you know, just like on your cell phone connectivity, other rates may apply. You know, your Wi-Fi is it's still going to go through your Wi-Fi. So if you had that 500 megabits blowout your bandwidth for the month, there could be an issue there. But barring that, the network itself is free to communicate with the other devices. Mm-hmm. I just think it's kind of neat that you could have a couple devices in your house that aren't really connected to your Wi-Fi. They're actually connected to the neighbor's Wi-Fi. And you don't know it, because one of the things that they do on this, they try to make it secure to where if someone's connected to your internet, you don't know it. If you've got the sidewalk enabled, then your neighbor could connect up to your internet. There's no way you know it. There's no way he knows it either, other than maybe you turn off your internet and then he can't get his connectivity anymore or something like that. But other than that, you don't know it. You can't see it.
Yeah.
What else? I think I mentioned the privacy. Oh, one of the other things, features of this, it does have location services built in. So although they won't give you an exact address, one of the neat things that this thing does is allows things like tiles, you know, these location services. So if you've got key fobs that are enabled, or pets that have one of these little key fobs, you know, these little Bluetooth things around their neck, then you might be able to find your pet if the pet ran off and it's got one of these on there through this kind of a networking thing. Huh. And the idea is to cover an area and to cover the neighborhood, hence the name sidewalk. So you're trying to cover the neighborhood area. And the more people that have these services, the more people that have Amazon devices in the area, the better the coverage is and the better you can use this service. So as you're walking down the street, as your pet is walking down the street, or as you've got your key fob that you're walking down the street with, you'd be connecting up to this service. I mean, this neighbor's house, and then this neighbor's house, and then this neighbor's house. And conceivably, you could track whatever thing you're looking for, provided you were trying to do something like that in the first place. I'm sure you can turn it off and not track it if you don't want to, but nonetheless, that's kind of it. What do you think?
That sounds really good. And be able to have that additional service. I like the idea of being able to track the dog, because I know Grummet gets out the door pretty quick.
Right. Well,
chase after him.
The controversial thing about all this was you're allowing people to access your network.
Yeah.
And that's where everybody is really reacting to this strongly. And the fact that it is opt out and not opt in. That means that if you've got an Echo in your house and you've updated this firmware, it's on.
Hmm.
So you are dedicating a little bandwidth to it. I'm kind of curious now. I'd like to see it work a little bit more. I'd like to be able to walk down the street, and if there was some kind of detector, I'd sure like to know.
I need to go in and look at my Echo and see what he's doing.
Yeah, you know, I wonder if they've got a coverage map. because I'd like to see now what the areas are of coverage around my neighborhood and just see if it's doing something good. Now, one of the thing, another thing they do show is they keep showing on their website someone with a you know, a cell phone. And I'm kind of going, why are they doing the cell phone thing? I guess that just is how you turn on and turn off these this sidewalk, but it doesn't really give you much because you can't really, it doesn't have enough bandwidth for you to make a phone call through this. Doesn't have enough bandwidth. This is another odd thing, too. They talk about connectivity with the cams, these webcams. I'm like going, okay, but you don't have enough connectivity for video, I thought. So if they're they don't have enough connectivity for video and phone calls, then how are they doing this? I did still have a few questions about it. But as far as my house is concerned, I'll probably leave the Amazon services on. I don't think I haven't seen a reason that there's an issue yet. However, I will throw out that there, you know, there's always concern.
Yeah, I definitely want to look at my settings when I get home later on and see what that's going on. Hey, heard the latest rumor on the street?
What?
Well, you know, Hulu bought Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Disney's got a chunk of it now and bought everybody out. And they've talked about bundling Disney Plus and Hulu and eventually ESPN all together. Well, now the rumor on the street is that Hulu and Disney Plus may actually be combining. And it's mainly because of numbers, because when you look at Disney, they just recently had stuff come out, and they're showing that they've got 73.7 million subscribers on Disney Plus, 36.6 million on Hulu. And last month, they announced that, you know, they were finding that streaming services and the properties were more valuable to them than the parks were. Because with the COVID virus and everything, the parks been sucking pretty bad. So now they've created this division where they're going to lump all the streaming stuff and everything in. And I think it's a great deal because now you kind of get a discount for having two of them anyway. But mm-hmm. now you could have it all under one roof. And, of course, they'll have to figure out some filters for the kids to keep them away from the adult programming over on Disney. And also, I thought Disney Radio was dead because they sold off a lot of the stations and stuff. Turns out they have Radio Disney available on DOT channels along with Radio Disney Country. They've decided now finally to get out of the radio business, and they're going to wind down both those channels sometime in January or February of 2021. So Radio right. Disney is now, they just figure, you know, we got other venues to be able to showcase stuff, and it's video and the net and everything. So they are now going to phase out those two channels and move away from the dots. Okay, so we're going to take a break here real quick. And got some other things I'm going to throw out at you. And getting to the point of getting that done here. And then also we're going to talk about 25 years of Cyberline later on in the hour as well. And I am just waiting for this little guy to come down. There we go. All right, so we're going to take a break. Make sure the bumper's up this time. And you're listening to William Cyberline. We'll be right back. William Cyberline with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US. Hosts 2020 at cyber-line.com. Also, facebook.com/cyberline.net. And also our Twitty at cyberline.usa. All right, Bob, you got something on door locks, was it?
Yeah, I've been looking, trying to go through and figure out what is a good smart lock for a door. And there are a multitude.
I'm losing you there. I need to talk a little bit later.
Okay. There's a multitude of these smart locks out there, and you'd be surprised at how many there are and the number of features that you've got to deal with. So I had a few requirements, and number one being battery life, I guess, overall. Number two, I wanted to make sure that I can use the existing door lock, the keys that are out there already, the keys that I've got. I don't want to change out the keys. So I want something really just to go on the and replace the inside door lock that you open and close, that you close it manually. So I want to automate that. The other thing is I want to be able to have remote access to the lock, and I want to know if the door's open and closed. Well, you've got a lot of features out there that you're looking for, and nowadays these smart locks can do that. I've been looking at two locks. One of them's the August lock, the August smart lock, and then the other is the Wyze smart lock. Both of these units, they look, they both have about the same features. The biggest difference, I guess, between the two would have to be appearance as the number one thing. And then number two is, based on my conversation with the August people, they said that the battery life that they've got is 2 to 3 months. And I'm like going, that's not long enough. I think it's longer because I was reading reviews on this, both on the Wyze side and the August side, and a lot of the reviews on both seem to go down the road that they last a long time. The Wyze lock says it lasts 5 to 6 months, so that you're getting almost double the battery life out of the Wyze smart lock. I like the appearance better on the August because it's kind of rounded. It's an oval thing, and it looks, to me it's more appealing. It also has, both of these, you need a keypad associated with it. So for the outside of the house, when you want to get in, the keypad is just a little radio transmitter, Bluetooth probably, that connects up to the lock itself. And you type in the numbers, it goes on in, and it might open it if you get the right combination. Both of them are pretty similar in that. Again, the keypad on the Wyze lock is silver only. The keypad on the August lock, it comes in brown. And the place that it is located, the brown would be better. I wish they just had colors that were more aesthetically, would match the outside of the house better is all. White, brown, silver is okay, but, and I guess I'm gonna, not lose sleep over it if I get the silver, but it'd be nicer if they had just better matching colors.
Yeah, I've got a Schlage.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, mine's those brown. Are
yeah, those are popular too.
Yeah, I love the heck out of it. It's easy to program and everything.
Let's see. Color options, appearance. I think that's it. There's another factor on these things that definitely you need to be aware of, and that is whether or not it's a Bluetooth or a Wi-Fi system. The Wi-Fi ones, they're great because they connect directly to your internet, but there's a problem with them. They burn through the batteries faster. So you want to get one of these that's Bluetooth or another option. It connects up to a bridge. At least in my case, if you're looking for battery life, you want to get it to connect up to a bridge, and then the bridge connects up to the Wi-Fi. Makes the battery life last a lot longer.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You listen to Mick Williams Cyberline.